really come to sort of share my heart on a bit about Freedom Mountain this morning, which is a mountain that God's called me to. A few years ago, I read scripture in the message, and what didn't really quite stick, or what I didn't know what it was really for in the future, but God was obviously laying some seeds. But in Isaiah 14, at verse 24, it says, "Exactly as I planned, it will happen. Following my blueprints, it will take shape. I will shatter the Assyrian who trespassed my land and stomp him into the dark of the mountains. I will ban his taking and making of slaves and lift the weight of oppression from all his shoulders. This is the plan for the old earth. And this is the hand that will do it, reaching into every nation. God of the angel armies has planned it. Who could ever cancel such plans?" And really from that point, on picking up that scripture a few months ago, and thinking about the revelation brought to us of the mountains, the church mountains, and I knew freedom was always something very, very much in my heart. And looking back on my journey in freedom, I've been at freedom now probably 10 plus years, I think. But such a little while after I joined freedom, God said, "I want you to sow everything into freedom." And I knew that meant everything. I knew that meant my life. I knew that meant money. I knew that meant everything about me and who I was. And I had to take God at his word and trust him in that. And so it's been a journey that, it has also been a journey of freedom for me. Because it's a freedom to be able to stand here this morning and speak and declare and talk about things that God. And so that's really, freedom for me was about finding who I was and beginning to find out who God made me to be and what he made me for. God gave me a word a few weeks ago, and it said, "Freedom is the act to act out God's fullness within his boundaries." Spoke to me because God, yes, does give us the boundaries to operate within and to walk in, but actually we can find the fullness of freedom within those boundaries. And so it set me out on a mission to express what is freedom, what does freedom look like? What is freedom to me? What does freedom to you look like? What is freedom? How does freedom express? How does freedom express? What does freedom look like? A little while ago, yes. No. The young man called Steve painted that. Now, I felt God say to me this morning, that was an expression of freedom. To him, something that he's painted from his heart, painted from what he just saw. But for me, that's what God is speaking about. That is an expression of freedom for him. And what is the expression of freedom to each one of us? What does it look like to each one of us to know that free sense of freedom from where we're at now to where God is going to take us? And over the period of years, freedom for me has been gradually pushing the boundaries in as much finding that freedom to walk with God and to talk with God, to express, to share feelings, to talk, and also to actually, in physical terms, to dance, to be able to portray, to be able to release, and to be able to venture out and find that freedom and flow in the river, to flow in the things of God that God's got for your life, to be able to express yourself as God wants to express. Very often we feel the expression on the inside, but being able to release it on the outside, being able to carry it through, being able to act it out. And over the years, God has given me many things, and he's given us all many things, hasn't he, to do. Whether from prophetic acts, the way the fitness seems a bit wacky and a bit, but actually God has been encouraging us all the time to actually step into those realms and step beyond those boundaries to express the nature of God, to express his freedom, his sense of plans and purposes for our lives. Many things along the way will come and try and thwart or distract or distract us from God's plans and purposes. But God has began to, and over a period of months, God has began to sow that. And I, once I acknowledged it, and I think talking to Mike, once I acknowledged about Freedom Banking and what it was in my heart, and the desire to see people set free from whatever situation or whatever problem you've got in your life. Actually, God wants to set you free. God wants you, for each one of you, to know freedom in your lives, to be able to express and to express God's fullness through our lives, and we to be expression to the world around us of who He is and who He wants us to be. It's been some of the stuff that obviously Dan will share as well, and what God has shown him, what God has shown us, that actually, as we spent time just praying and seeking God and stepping into heaven and looking at God, and God giving us strategies and God giving us areas to work on, one of those areas was God said, I want you to stop asking and I want you to start declaring. So that's one of the things that, again, it's changing your mindset. It's being able to, again, implement that and actually do it on a functional, on a daily basis, and function that through a lifestyle of doing that. Actually, we know God's promises, we know God's truths, we know God is real, we know God is, and so it's about declaring, it's about speaking out those promises, it's about declaring the truths of God's word, and it's about declaring freedom in that place, and declaring freedom over people's lives, that they will come into the freedom, the ultimate freedom. The ultimate freedom is knowing Jesus. Jesus is the ultimate sense of freedom. He moved and he walked in truth, and he was the truth of God. So that is true liberty. True liberty is knowing Jesus as your Savior. I feel like God has shown us different things on that mountain to do and to act out and to work with angels. He's assigned as angels, He's called us to work with angels, He's called us to begin to release those angels and to bring freedom not only to us here as individuals, as a church, but actually in the wider church around us, in Barksville, in the wider area, and even over declaring things over our nation and over this land. That we can speak God's freedom, we can speak words of truth over our land, and see God's people come into their destiny, come into their inheritance, come into their fullness. We, as we've been, a lot of you know that actually one of the scriptures that this church is based on is Isaiah 61. And when I was reading that Isaiah 61, and acknowledging that all those mountains, the seven mountains that God's given us, are all in that scripture, and they're all knitted together, and they all flow out of the same source, and that's from God. I think I'll hand them with Dan.
When we had a meeting once, and they said about the mountains, and they were basically calling for people who felt drawn to certain mountains to go and see Mike and whoever, and put their name forward to actually be part of that mountain. At the time, I felt drawn to helping free people from their past, forgiveness of sins, freedom from past drugs, alcohol, that sort of thing. I mean, I've been a binge drinker, I've been homeless before, and I just felt God had freed me, so it was part of my duty to God to pass that on. So I went and told Mike and Mike said, Graham's in Freedom Mountain, go and talk to Graham. So that's where it started. As a walker, as a Christian, I've got to learn to hear from God more, got to know God more and Jesus and discern His voice. And it is true, what He says, being free is exactly what it says, but there are boundaries. But those boundaries, it sounds like a contradiction. Those boundaries, imagine a train on a track. While it's on that track, it's free to go wherever it likes. It's us under control, but it's also got guidelines. It knows where it's going. As soon as it's derailed, it might sound like, okay, it's got nothing to stop it. That's the problem. There's nothing to stop it crashing. And the likelihood is it will. So to live within God's boundaries is important, but by doing that, you achieve your freedom. So while we were praying, I actually asked God, I said, okay, freedom mountains. Now each mountain in church had seven mountains around it. I asked God, I said, right, where do we start? We need to know what freedom is all about. And he gave me seven words, or seven names. He gave me amnesty, choice, equality, justice, liberty, entitlement, and acceptance. And I thought, okay, that makes sense. You know, that all comes under the name of freedom. It's part of the meanings of what freedom means, different words. When I actually asked more about it, he actually told me that it was the name of seven angels he had assigned to our mountain. So we took that and we thought, great, we've got something to work on now. Amnesty, well, it's forgiveness of past sins. It deals with forgive and release, getting rid of the past. It helps with lie busting. It grants amnesty to those who are imprisoned, either politically or emotionally, physically, whatever, physically by illnesses. Each mountain works with others. So those that are imprisoned by illness, not only do we set them free, but also the health mat, the healing mountain. That comes into play. So all the mountains are actually involved with each other. It's all one big web. I think when the last time we got together and prayed into it, and I actually saw a whole load of angels around us when we were praying, and I just asked God, I said, God, if this is for the Freedom Mountain, can you tell me what we need to do with them? Because they were there waiting. So he said, you tell them what to do. Like, thank you. That's helpful. So he said, I've given you the authority, and you know this, to actually send those angels out to do what you feel is right. So I did. So I turned around and said, right, Father, I pray that those angels are sent out to each of the mountains in freedom. That are sent out to protect the church, the greater church, and also the community around us. And this may sound wacky, but God a little while ago gave me a position. He actually invested me as a commander of an angelic army. Now, the angelic army I was commanding, I actually sent some of them out to protect this church by faith. And I was quite pleased and can't hear the word, escaped me, when Becky gave a testimony or said about seeing angels with the swords, with the spears and shields sitting next to each other. And that was the actual picture of the angels I was sending out, had shields and spears. So it does go to show that you've got to step out in faith, but by stepping out in faith, you actually allow other people to believe, because confirmation of what you say starts ringing bells in their minds. But other than that, the other vision I had was a vision for the future of freedom. Not necessarily freedom in church, but freedom as God sees it. And he showed me an organisation in the future which would be contain a load of delegates which would be invited or called into several meetings globally to actually sit in on these big meetings of situations to do with peace, famine, all that sort of thing, to actually not necessarily be involved in making choices, but to bring a heavenly atmosphere and a heavenly approach to that meeting. So it was always a matter of peace, a matter of freedom of choice, equality of all the nations involved. But they would oversee that spiritually, emotionally, and physically.
God is going to bring more revelation and going to bring
encourage you this morning, you know, wherever you're at, what are you held back by? What are you held down by? What are the blockages in your life? What are the things that are stopping you from experiencing freedom, from experiencing peace, from experiencing God's joy, from experiencing God's fullness in your lives? That actually God will, you know, for a lot of us, on that journey of freedom that's been taking us that one step forward, maybe, you know, some it's just getting from the seat to the place of worship. Maybe it's just getting from a place of standing with your heart or then a side where you can be free to lift your hands up and praise God. But actually, God is that liberal. That just, I was just to share a thing that came to my mind, which was a bit awesome last week. I was not on the floor here, and mine will start to. The last songs were about dancing, and that's why I kind of got. Anyway, I was lying on the floor, and I just, there was some stuff going on, and I just thought I was reserved about going. And then I just, wow, my spirit went, and it was like my spirit was going around the room, dancing and moving and doing all those things. Like, wow, okay, God, I need to. So eventually, I got up off the floor and obviously caught up in my spirit in the physical, with my physical caught up in my spirit. But it's just awesome. God is awesome. And but I just encourage you this morning, you know, as we come to a place of worship now, to be open to God and actually to step into the abundance, to step into the freedom, to step into the inheritance that God has really wanted us, and to know greater freedom in our lives, to bring a greater freedom in our community, and very important. And if there's anybody who sort of resonates with what we shared this morning, what we spoke about this morning, we're looking for guys, you know, whoever got to actually come with us on this journey on the Freedom Mountain. So if you really feel in your heart that's where God is, on each mountain there's three thrones. God instills people, and we carry the authority in that. And I think some of that, for me, the journey has been recognizing authority in us, and recognizing authority in me, to express and to walk in that authority, to bring freedom to God's people, not only bring freedom to God's people, but bring freedom to the world. So please feel free to come, talk to us, speak to us, share with us.